All right. Well, thank you so much for inviting me to be here. And I came here in behalf of Jyväskylä Entrepreneurship Society. And I will tell you a bit more what the organization is, who I am, and what my part is in this organization. But it's super nice to be here. So thank you, both of you, that I was able to come here. But yes, I'm Meija Matera. And this year I'm the chairperson of YES. Last year I was the webmaster, photographer, and graphic designer, and then the year before that I was the excursion specialist. And how I came to know about YES and how I got interested in it was through our project Discovery Tuesday. And it started at the fall of 2022, and it ended at the start of 23. And it was super nice. The project we did, it was a 5-week program for people to come to our event, and it went on for 5 weeks, and they came there with an idea or without an idea, and then they developed a business idea basically during those 5 weeks. And then we had a pitching competition at the end of those 5 weeks, and the winner, they actually went on to win the Finnish Championship of NYT Companies, and then they went to represent Finland, and they also won the European Championship. So it was really, really great to be part of that Discovery Tuesday. And they are actually, we just got a new project team, and they are also doing Discovery Tuesday this year. So it will be during fall, and I'm really, really excited for that. And well, how I've come here to Jyväskylä, I first went to study at the University of Turku, and there I did my bachelor's and master's for digital culture. And then I came here during, or applied here during COVID, and I did the information systems master's, and then I've just enjoyed my time here so much that I continue to do a PhD in education technology, which I'm also super excited for. And I think, yes, hello, yes has been like really big inspiration for me to be here and be rooted here. So I'm working at the IT faculty, so for the University of Jyväskylä. But then I'm also doing these classes for EHYT, and it's basically an organization in Finland that they do substance abuse prevention classes for young kids, basically. So I go around Finland and I keep classes about how to, or like I tell them like why not do drugs or why they shouldn't be drinking alcohol underage, for example. And then I also do something for my family company, and then I do some substituting at K-12 level, so middle school, high school, at my old school in Virrat. And then I have these dogs. They are a big part of my life, so I wanted to include them here. And but yeah, so what is YES? And YES is a nickname for the Jyväskylä Entrepreneurship Society. It's such a name monster, really big and long name. But it's basically an open community for young adults aimed at promoting the entrepreneurship and providing a platform for the self-development and generation of new ideas and connecting with like-minded people. And we try to be like this really low threshold place where people can just come and get inspired and meet like-minded people. And we organize different kind of events. I would say almost all of our events are free, except for the excursions, because obviously they cost a little bit more money. But even those, we try to sponsor as much as we can. And for example, yesterday we had a sweatness day, and that's basically one of our most popular concepts where there's a speaker, free food, and then there's sauna. And we usually try to bring some local entrepreneur or from a local entity to come to speak at our events. And then we offer this relaxed environment for free networking, for example. And it's usually been really nice because after the speech, the speaker usually stays and they speak with the attendees. And it's always good to network and get to know people. So then, I don't know, you might get like a LinkedIn connection and you might hear about a work opportunity, for example. So it's really important. And that's why we also want to do this. And it's also really great to just organize those events and be part of them. And I've always been the kind of person that I want to have some kind of role in an event. I just don't want to go there and sit there because I get bored. So I want to do something in an event. And then I've been really happy to be part of YES because we have these kind of like events with the purpose of doing something or self-development or making better work-life skills, for example. And then I get to have a role in those events. So it's been super nice for me, especially. And we have approximately 1,600 members and an average of 20 to 40 events every year. We do have a summer break because university students also have a summer break and many go to work during the summer. But we do have something during summer as well. Usually it's a bit more relaxed. For example, during the couple of last years, we've had this volleyball time every week. So we have like a WhatsApp group and then people can say, oh, I'm coming with the ball today and who else is coming to play? And then it's just those same people who come to our events, kind of like the active people who are usually at our events, they come and they play volleyball, for example. And we have around 5,000 event participants each year because we do have quite big events as well. And then there's also an ES organization almost in every university city in Finland. Around Helsinki, there's obviously more, I think maybe 3 or 4 even. And for example, every year, Jyväskylä, so YES, hosts all the ES organizations to come here and then we get to meet all the new board members. So that's also super nice. And then we do collaboration with them, for example, for the excursions or some other stuff. But if you ever go to some other place as well, you should look for the ES organization of that city because we all have the same goal. So we want to create these events where like-minded people can meet and do stuff together. Our biggest collaboration partners are the Startup Factory, the University of Jyväskylä, Gradia as well, so Jyväskylä Educational Consortium, Jyväskylä University of Applied Sciences, so YAMK, and then the City of Jyväskylä, and then the Young Entrepreneurship and Economy, NYT, Central Finland Entrepreneurs, and then Erasmus Student Network of Jyväskylä. And we also try to, we do a lot of collaboration with the subject organizations. So for example, if you're an economic student, the student or subject association would be Börssi. And then we go to their events to represent YES or, for example, the Vappuapro is coming next week and that's organized by Dumppi. So then we will have one spot at their event and we are doing something there. I can't remember what, but we will be part of that. And that's how we try to be visible to other students. And then we also tell about us and we just collaborate so everyone can get to know us better, for example. Here are some events from last year, because I think it shows the continuum to this year as well. So the icebreaker is the one that I already mentioned. So that's the kind of like, as its name is, icebreaker. So every other ES organizations come here to Finland and we break the ice. So we get to know the other board members. And last year we had someone from Slush speaking and from Startup Foundation and from many other places. The Sunday brunches, it's our most popular event concept. So we also, this year we've already had, I think 3 or maybe this week, this week's brunch will be the third one. And it's kind of like once a month thing. So we're going to have a lot more of those in the autumn period as well. Then Sweatness Day. This is an English language event always. The Sunday brunches we can have both in Finnish and in English. But Sweatness Day, which was also yesterday, so that was the free food, usually pizza, speaker, and then sauna afterwards. And we've also had 2 of those. Well, kind of like 3, because we also had this almost Sweatness Day, but it was a little bit different concept. But basically 2 or 3. And then we have different kind of workshops and excursions. Usually the excursions are in the autumn period, so we have time to plan those. And Oulu ES, actually, they proposed to us that we should go to New York this year. So we are seeing if we can make that happen. But our excursion specialist of this year, they already also sent a message to the New York City, I think, and they invited us as well. So it's going to be really interesting to see if we can gather all the people and everything to have an excursion there. But last year, Boosti, Lutes, and then Aalto ES, they did a collaboration and they went to USA and they visited the companies of, or the storages or the factories of Tesla. And then they get to see many, many other people in the Silicon Valley. So it was like super inspiring. And we were all like, oh, we want to do that too. And yeah, but we will see what will happen. And then we also had these really big events, Spark and Idea Apro. And we actually had the Idea Apro already in the spring. It was last week. And then the Spark, it's going to happen with the Discover Tuesday, which I already mentioned. So this year they were planning the project team that they are going to do the Discover Tuesday. And on the fifth week of that program, there's going to be a Spark event combined. So it's going to be like this bigger pitching / speaker event. But more information about that during the autumn period. And then last year we also did the excursion to München, Germany, and we also got to visit some really great startups like and companies, so IBM, Muni Startup, ChargeX, and many, many more, and it was super, super nice. And the last year before that, we went to Barcelona, so that was also super nice. Some goals that we have for this year, 2025, is to, well, develop our partnerships. So, of course, whenever the new board changes, we try to contact all the other new boards of other student associations and keep up the collaboration, because that's really important part of the, like, core of what we're doing. And then we try to have this community-driven approach. So we try to speak with the attendees and speak with the community and hear what kind of events they would want to have. And then we try to give those. Then, of course, the continuity in the high-quality events. And I think we've done a good job in that this year. And we've had many, many events already. And we always try to... It's actually interesting because we have the engaging an international and diverse community. So that's one of our highest priorities. But the ES is actually one of the only ES organizations in Finland who has Finnish as the main working language. Almost every other ES organization has English working language. But we try to, like right now, we also have people in the board who... They are trying to learn Finnish, but they mostly speak English. So what we've done is that even though our working language is English, we've tried to keep all of our meetings both in Finnish and in English. And of course, that's a way for the board members to also learn Finnish so that they get to hear and see Finnish next to English. And it's also what we want to do in our events. So if we have Finnish speaking speaker, they could have English slides or vice versa, so that if you're still learning a language, you could still follow what we're doing. And of course, this is volunteer work, so we also want to ensure the well-being of the board members and just in our core promote the culture of innovation and entrepreneurship. But what we've already had this year, so here are some of the spring events that we've had. So we had this LinkedIn workshop. It was super, super nice. It was the first event of this year. And we had this Annukka came to our event, and she's this LinkedIn expert. And whenever I talk about that workshop, I always want to mention what Annukka showed us. So basically, she showed us the LinkedIn from the employer's side of view. So basically, whenever company gets the job applications, they can go to LinkedIn and they will get a list of all those people who applied. So for example, if you have like 300 people who applied for a job on LinkedIn, you can get a list of those. And LinkedIn will show the list according to their algorithm. And it matters not only what kind of job experiences or skills you have, but also the posts and keywords in those posts that you have. So according to that algorithm, it will put people in certain order according to the job description. And for example, if they want to have like 10 people for the job interviews, they'll probably go through around 50, 60 people. And then the people under that, even though they would be really qualified, they're not going to be at the top of that list. For example, if they don't have the posts or keywords in those posts in their account. So what Annukka told us is that whenever you're learning something, if you go for a course or if you completed a course or went to an event or got a certification for something, always do a post, no matter who likes it or not. You just need to have those keywords in your profile. So that's really important. And I was also like mind blown about that. Then we had the deep tech turning research into impact event. This was kind of like a Wednesday concept. So we had the sauna and speaker, but it was also like this panel discussion. And, it was also super nice. And we did it in collaboration with Tampere ES. And then we've had two Sunday brunches. And this week, this Sunday, we're actually going to have the third Sunday brunch of this spring. Then we have had two sweatness days, the icebreaker, and then we had a Master English company presentation, and then we had the Idea Apro, and we did it in collaboration with Brande and Young's Talent Boost. And at that Idea Apro, we also had this Impact Business Day. So impact economics was the theme of that event, and it was super, super nice. And also yesterday's sweatness day. So there we had Linda Saukkorauta, and she is she's doing these sketches or live sketching. So she can go to an event and then she will draw out these, sketches based on the speech. And then she will create posters or whatever the other one has ordered her to do. And she can do that live or later. And then she will sell those like infographics basically. And it was also super exciting to see that, because entrepreneurship, it's not just for business students. Entrepreneurship is for every field that there is. For example, she's created a job out of her quirky skill or art basically. So she said she's always done that. Like whenever she's learning something, she will sketch something with her hand and then she just made a business out of that. So it was also super inspiring. And what we have upcoming, so we have the Sunday brunch this Sunday, and then in discussion with this Paint and Flow event, then we're supposed to have a workshop about LinkedIn and job when you're trying to get a job. And then we're also presenting Yes at different events. So for example, the Vappua Pro, and we already had Rinne Rieha, and of course other ES organizations. And then we come to these classes, and also tomorrow there's going to be one other class where we will go talk about ES. So it's many different kind of things that we do. Some other inspiration for this year, I'm really, really excited to do a yearbook of ES. So we have this a small team. And basically what we're trying to do is develop and publish a Yes yearbook where we can kind of like have articles from previous board members, but also from local entrepreneurs here in Central Finland, and how they have somehow succeeded, or kind of like from challenges to success. So if they have failed at something, they can tell how they overcame that. And that's kind of like the point of that. So it's an ongoing project, but I'm really excited for that. And of course, we try to keep the events free and accessible for young adult entrepreneurs. And this is also, it's not just for university students or not just for one field of students. This is for all young adults. You don't have to study anything to come to our events. You can be like upper secondary school student. You can be young student or JYU student, or you can just be a young adult who is interested, or an adult. You can be anyone. Anyone can come to our events. And as I said, the well-being and continuity of boards and promoting the innovation and internalization. But yeah, I think that kind of like wraps up what is YES. So if you want more information on our website, the jkles.fy, but also I would really recommend following our Instagram, because there you can see all the events and also photos from our events. So the YES, that's where you can find information. And also if you're just interested to come help with one event, you can send a message to us and we can totally like do a collaboration. Just for example, if you would want to come to help at the Sunday brunch, or if you have an idea for an event and you don't really know who to create it with, or you don't have the resources for that, you can come to us and then we can see what we can do together. So yeah, that's YES. Thank you. Yeah.
And, I got the opportunity to be a part of this year's Discovery Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So consider it as an opportunity to be a role. And also having the events. It's really insightful. So if you are here in US Pula as an exchange student, studying master's or bachelor's, please take the opportunity to
If you can tell a little bit more about other societies and in Finland, in other cities, Helsinki.
Yeah.
How does that collaboration work, and what kind of collaborations you have, and what kind of support systems
are available in other countries? So basically, what we do is, for example, if we just want to have a collaboration with one organization, we send them a message. Hey, do you want to do this together? And that's how we start planning those collaborations. For example, for the excursion we did with Oulu YES last year, and the year before that we did with Tampere YES, and both of those started with a message, hey, let's do this together, and then we did. And I think, for example, if you are in Helsinki, I think there you have Aalto YES and you have Think Company, who's also part of the YES organizations, and you have like a third one as well, but I can, maybe it was like some, no, not some, XES. Or I don't know, it was something. And then they can all obviously do a much easier collaboration because they're in the same city. So they can just, I've seen that they are doing like these events together. But I think it all just comes down from that they send a message to each other. Then we also created this we tried to create this, it's like an umbrella for all the YES organizations, and being part of that umbrella organization, and I'm now part of that like board basically. So we try to think of ways how to get more funds for all the YES organizations and how to create this more cohesive way of working together. And then we also have support from the Startup Foundation, like all the YES organizations are kind of like connected through there. But like on an event level, it always just starts from a message, basically.
Great. And then one more question is related to, because we have a couple of minutes for this presentation. It was about when you connect with different societies, and you also mentioned about many events and networking.
Mm-hmm.
So in your experience as you are working in this society, and you are also collaborating with many other entrepreneurs and other actors. How important you think that the social capital is? How important this networking is for the entrepreneurship to be entrepreneurs to be successful?
Well, I could say that without networks, you have nothing, basically. But I think it's just that it will be so much harder without any other people that it's not worth it to try. Without, like, if you have a good network, and at one point in my life, I was also like really hesitant to kind of like, well, yeah, I've always been social and I can go to people, but it's just at one point I was like, I can do this on my own and like kind of like think that, oh yeah, I can do this and this and this, and I don't really need anyone for this and that and that. But I think it's just so much easier when I've kind of like let go of that idea and like kind of like not expecting anything from anyone, but whenever I kind of like now get an idea, I can I've met so many people through Yes and our events that, for example, when we are now planning something, for example the Idea Apro, and we were thinking about where to held this. Could it be at the like JYU, the C building, the main auditorium? And I saw that there was someone had a reservation. So then I was just like, oh wait, who has it? And then I knew the name, and then I knew that I have a friend who's a good friend with them. And then I just sent a message to that friend like, hey, I know you're a friend with that. Can I get a hold of this person? Because I would need to know if this reservation can be like changed. And then I got the information from there. And then it just like we had a conversation about that and it was totally solvable. But then in the end, we ended up being at the Crazy Town. But it was just like, if I didn't know this connection, I would have had so much harder time to actually go through there. And also when you're looking for a job, it's, I think, especially right now, like networks and like knowing people is super, super important. So I think I can't highlight how important the networking is.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Actually, yesterday we were discussing about human capital and social capital. We have human capital, we have skills, abilities, and knowledge, and then we also need skills and abilities from other people. And that is how you got this bridging capital and bonding capital that comes into play to get access to the resources which other actors and other people have, and building up that network over time. But with that, Mia, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time and
thank you. Same to you as well. Yeah, it's on. Yes. Maybe I will take this from this side. Bye bye. To here. And then we can start. Okay, so I'm Reija Häkkinen from Career Services, and we have in Career Services like 5 people working now, and we have different focus areas, and mine is entrepreneurship, and that's why I was invited here to tell about you, about our entrepreneurship ecosystem in here. And then I also decided at first tell about what is Career Services, what kind of services we offer for students in our university. And I didn't have a presentation of me in here, but basically I work at the career services. I work in several, I teach in several classes. I work in collaboration with faculties to help them to sort of realize what kind of career-related skills or entrepreneurship-related skills they can develop during their studies. And then I have been a lot of help with this building this kind of ecosystem map or how you can sort of build your entrepreneurship capabilities during your studies. So this is what I'm going to tell you about. It's either if it's about career services, it is not just our unit who is offering the services, but sort of the whole university. So we are trying to see this as a whole, and the same is for this entrepreneurship ecosystem. So we are not trying to sort of do everything ourselves or try to cover everything, but we are trying to sort of connect people all the time in ecosystem through different sort of, we are, as Mea already mentioned, we are connecting the others and the others are connecting us. And then we are asking that, could we provide this for our students, for example, when we see some interesting event. So all of these kinds of events, now we are trying to help you to understand how they would maybe fit in your program, what sort of regarding what you want to do in your life, like right now, and how do you want to sort of develop your own skills. So here is basically the contents of the presentation. We are first checking out the working life path of University of Jyväskylä. Then we are talking a bit about entrepreneurship ecosystem, and then we are going a bit deeper to the career courses and how you can develop your competencies related with that. And then we are going through the support for entrepreneurship and innovation. I have a lot of slides, but I think that we are not going through all of them, because basically I wanted to include also the sort of the pictures of the courses so that you would remember them when you are going to the screens, for example, in different places in here at the university. So they would be familiar for you. But we will go really briefly through the slides. But yes. Let's start. And then, of course, upcoming opportunities. I don't know if you have heard about For Them Alliance, but that's also one place which is offering great opportunities for the students in 9 different universities. So we are a bit thinking about what that might offer for you also. So this is our sort of what we provide for students, what we provide for faculties, and what we provide for employers. So basically for students, there are career courses, then there are some portals, for example, career guidance, connections to working life, and then we also provide this support for Erasmus Plus internship and travel grants of the University of Jyväskylä. And for faculties, as I already mentioned, we help them in curriculum development, and then we give some expert lectures of different topics, for example, these kinds of things which we are doing now. And then, of course, connections to working life. And for employers, we, of course, give contact for future talents as yourselves. And then recruitment services through this job teaser, basically, which I will tell you about a bit later. And then interns, thesis works, and then development project collaboration. And then this is the basis of our working life path. So you could see it, for example, from 5 different themes. We are developing responsible experts with impact. So every faculty has sort of their own aim on what they want to teach to the students. But then we are trying to help with these support services, the students to sort of develop their working life skills meanwhile they are studying. And then recognizing skills and competencies, so that also belongs to sort of that teaching career skills. And then working life contacts, knowledge, skills and competencies, language communication, that of course belongs to MOBI mostly in here in our university. And then the whole community helps the students in successful studies and well-being. And this we have developed in 4 different phases, for example, learning, competence, expertise, and graduation. And after graduation, there's employment and continuous learning, but entrepreneurship and innovation, I have put that pink arrow in there because that sort of cross-cuts the whole studies. So we want you to develop your entrepreneurship and innovation sort of skills during your studies. That's not only after graduation. And then a bit deeper about learning. So what it means regarding these kind of working life skills. So that's basically recognizing skills and competencies. So knowing yourselves better, knowing what you can do, knowing what you like doing. You maybe like develop something in order to know something better. So these kinds of skills, things that you have a better idea on what you can do with your skills and what you would like to do and what you would like to try next. Because that's not always easy. For that, we have multi-point guidance. So basically, your own faculty helps you in there. Career services can help you there. And then there's the student life. We are offering working life studies and then, of course, different expert lectures also for this purpose. And then, of course, there are things that we are doing with faculties and employer collaboration also. And to develop your competencies. So basically, one really good way to test what you really know is to seek to conduct a project with a real client. So we have this multidisciplinary project course we offer team and client. It goes every February. In start of February, it is in English, and in summertime, it goes in Finnish. But basically, we have different companies who are offering projects, and then we make multidisciplinary groups in which students will collaborate. We also have the Fordham students who can apply to the course. So that's a nice way to learn about how it is to work with a Finnish company, and also to find out how it is to work with multidisciplinary teams. And yes, and then we have different ways to build the competencies also in employer collaboration. I will tell you a bit about the Kohtautus project, but basically it helps the employers to realize how they could recruit international talents in their organizations. And here are sort of all kinds of collaborational parties mentioned, which help also in building these working life competencies or offer some kind of educational material for that purpose. And then, of course, the Fordham Alliance I already mentioned about. And then the expertise, so the mention of responsible experts with impact. So the idea behind that statement is, of course, that when you know about your subject area enough, you also sort of come a bit more aware of what it means to be responsible on that exact area of science. But then what is a sort of career guidance in our university? So that starts from the faculties. Basically, you are a meeting with teachers, of course, and then you are having your own teachers and maybe the teams in small teams where you might be considering some of the career-related teams. And then we have these kinds of different expert lectures, which help you to understand better what kind of support you can have in our university. And of course, the orientation weeks, which you have in the beginning of your studies, belong to that also. And then we have these different courses that we provide. And of course, the supervision for the thesis work, for example, that's also a place where you can also discuss about your career and get some guidance. And here are also some ideas of if you are not aware of what you would like to do next. So basically, you could be a researcher, a startupper, an expert in a company. You might have some research results already when you make your master's thesis, which could be commercialized and which could be sort of a basis for a company you could found, maybe yourself or with somebody else. And we offer, of course, support and tools with career-related papers, and then help you to consider what skills you have besides the obvious that you could use in work. But then we go a bit more deeper into entrepreneurship ecosystem. So first, I wanted to have these kinds of definitions in here, like what is entrepreneurship ecosystem? So this says that interdependent actors and factors coordinated in such a way that they enable productive entrepreneurship. And then the other is the set of interconnected entrepreneurial actors, entrepreneurial organizations, institutions, and entrepreneurial processes, which formally and informally coalesce to connect, mediate, and govern the performance within the local entrepreneurial environment. I would say that in a perfect world, these indeed would be coordinated from some sort of organization, or we would have decided in our ecosystem that somebody is coordinating this work. But basically it goes, at least in our ecosystem, in this kind of a natural way, as Mea already mentioned, that we are collaborating, we have different actors, which I'm going to explain you a bit more deeper, but that's not that much coordinated. But in Edu Jyväskylä and our university, we have wanted to help you to sort of, by coordinating a bit the thing, at least that it would seem to you that there's an idea behind it. So it would be easier to you to understand sort of what are the different levels of different events, for example, when you should maybe take a course or something. They might seem a bit sort of separate from each other because they are offered by different institutions or different parties of the entrepreneurship ecosystem. So here is maybe the most important ecosystem actors mentioned. So as you see, there's Jyväskylä Entrepreneurship Society, and Mea already mentioned the Crazy Town. If you don't know about it, it's this kind of co-working space in the center of Jyväskylä. And their facilities can be, for example, rented if you would like to organize an event in their facilities. And that's also a co-working space. So different organizations can have their offices in that place and sort of meet there and work there. And of course, they need to pay off that. But then Digi and Game Center, have you heard about Digi and Game Center before? Who has? Yeah, some. Yeah, so basically, if you are a gamer or somehow interested in gaming or AI-related things, so they have a really good network for that purpose. So that's definitely recommended if you have any ideas that relate with AI or AI-related things. And then, Startup Factory Yritystehdas, which I'm also representing today, so that I will tell you a bit later, but that's basically an incubator, helping Central Finland-related startups to grow. And we also organize some of our courses through Yritystehdas and in their facilities. So that's also kind of a networking place. And then one example of the companies which have been born in this kind of collaboration we are here having is NAV. So these are University of Jyväskylä-based companies. The founders of NAVA, they started from actually a garage where they started growing these kinds of plants and offered them for free for some teachers in one school where they had heard that there are some challenges in sort of breeding. Because as we know, there are also some facilities in here in our university where some people might not breed well. So NAVA is helping people to sort of improve the breeding space. For example, in Startup Factory, they also have this kind of plant wall because it keeps the air fresh. But there's a link where you can find more about NAVA and read about them. Is there somebody who has heard about NAVA before? Not that much. But yeah, they have a nice business, which is also international as now, but they started as students in here in our university. I think they came actually from JSBE also. We have here our own entrepreneurship strategy, which has been built together with University of Jyväskylä, YAMK University of Applied Sciences and Gradia Educational Consortium. Last year we were still Edu Futura, but now we are Edu Jyväskylä. The name was changed because we thought that Edu Futura is not telling much about what we do to anybody. So this is maybe a more reasonable thing to be seen. And have you seen this picture anywhere before this? Some of you have, at least in Startup Factory, it's on the wall. But yeah, this is the basis of what we offer to you as students in our sort of university, how you can build your entrepreneurship capabilities and maybe even grow your business. So the idea is that in the sort of basement, there's this mention about a broad array of entrepreneurship studies from different fields and faculties. For example, this course in which you are now is one of these kinds of entrepreneurship studies. And why it is down there? The idea is that every student in every educational institution we have is getting in touch with entrepreneurship and career and project related studies somehow during their studies. It could be informational, it could be, for example, in YAMK they have this InnoFlash, which offers all the students a possibility to create a project in 1 week for an organization. So these kinds of different opportunities, different faculties offer the students related with entrepreneurship or working life. In the next stair, there are the sort of examples of how you can develop your entrepreneurial mindset. We give this Dreams and Inspirations course both in English and Finnish. In English, it goes next autumn. And then we have mentioned the sort of concepts of YES in here, Sweatness Day, which Mea mentioned. Then they have the Spark and the Stage, and then, of course, the Sunday Brunches. Then we offer these basic studies in entrepreneurship, also in YAMK, and then we have these project courses. And these are sort of that a touching point with maybe entrepreneurship, maybe projects, but basically some collaboration with outside of you. Or if as Dreams and Inspirations is more like thinking about what you can do and what you could do in the future. So that's kind of combining those things. And then the next step is small step entrepreneurship. So there you would actually need to have a business idea which you would like to develop. So for that purpose, we have at the moment, for example, I would say two basic courses. One of which is this Junior Achievement Company program, which Mea already mentioned that they had their that one group in their Discovery Tuesday, which also participated in its Junior Achievement program, and their finals won that and also won the European final. So that's one way to get your idea further and base actual business from that. And then we have Lean Startups course, which is not at the moment mentioned in here, but that's also offered in collaboration with JSBE and IT faculty and goes in autumn, starting actually from October. Then supporting business or business idea is, for example, idea to business coaching and business coaching for a startup factory. And then, of course, if you would have the research results you would like to commercialize, then JYU Research and Innovation Services would be help in here. And then growth entrepreneurship. If you already have a company, it's running well and growing, or you would like to grow it, then we have Incubator in Yritystehdas. We have Unifund, so that's University of Jyväskylä investment company, and then which also offer the venture capital networks. And then we have Business Jyväskylä services, Kasvu Open and Ely Center services, for example. Any questions from this at this point? But this is the mainly the picture, and now we are starting to go a bit more in detail some of these things. But feel free to ask if you have any questions. Meanwhile, I'm going through. So, entrepreneurship ecosystem and studies. We have this JYU entrepreneurship portal. In if you like, www.jyu.com/entrepreneurship. So then you can find it. If we have time, we can check also the contents. But basically, all the events and courses that we are providing can be found from there. It's a bit broader in Finnish because we have a bit more offerings in Finnish, but also in English you can find several courses. And for example, the Idea to Business When They Start, it's in there. And then also the Dreams and Inspiration. And then, of course, all the links for our collaborators can also be found from there. And then we have these basic studies in entrepreneurship. So you could include 25 ECTS credits, entrepreneurship studies, to your degree diploma and have that as a separate sort of hole in visible in your diploma degree. And then I divided these courses and events in three different sort of layers in order for you maybe to be easier to grasp on what would be maybe interesting for you at this point of your sort of development. So first, informing and opening up new opportunities. This is a newsletter which we are sending to you every month. Who has seen it? Nice. Who has read it? Okay. I hope you are not just being polite here. Yeah, but basically the idea is that we are trying to collect all the timely events and courses in this newsletter and sending it to all the students. And also we are sending it to some student associations and then also YES to distribute it. Also to YAMK students, because some of their members are, of course, from YAMK, and they are not getting the newsletter. As I mentioned, we have this job teaser recruitment portal. Who has heard about it before? Again, only some. So job teaser is a place where you can just register yourself in there with your university knowledge. And basically start finding jobs from there, from your own field. And these jobs are aimed for university students. So they are provided, basically the organization can choose if they will provide it only for the area where they are having their activities or to all the university students all around Finland. So we have, is it 7 or 9 universities from Helsinki to Oulu? And this Aresari collaboration is sort of extended through all these universities. And the organizations can be from anywhere from Finland. They could be even abroad. But you can find different job opportunities from JobTeaser. You could also find some ideas for a thesis. So that's also a place where organization can provide thesis topics. So maybe this could be something you would like to check. And then this we also have for international students. So pop-up career guidance and counseling sessions. There's the link and I will give you the slides so that you can upload them and click the links as you wish. But basically there you can find when these counseling sessions are organized. And there was also a link in the Career Services newsletter. So if that's interesting for you, so then you can also click that from there. And then we arrange these career entrepreneurship and project courses in Edu Jyväskylä collaboration. And the idea of this Edu Jyväskylä collaboration is that maybe we don't have at the University of Jyväskylä just the one course you would like to sort of choose as part of your studies. So you could check if Gradia or Jämtkö University of Applied Sciences could offer you something. That could be just like outside your own field, or that could be some project, for example, you would like to do with Jämtkö students or whatever. But there's this kind of Edu Jyväskylä course catalog, which you could check every now and then, because there will become more opportunities when the year goes by. So there's, you can see some of them, but then there might be more when you check that next time. But you can just take the courses, and then you should contact your own faculty and discuss with the personnel how it can be integrated as part of your studies, and then you can just enroll and do the studies, and then they will give you guidance on how you will get it as part of your diploma degree. And then Startup Factory offers startup and business idea development services and courses, and then Research and Innovation Services provide services for researchers in funding and IPR related matters. This is one of the most basic courses we have, so Creating Careers. This course has several different expert lectures from which you can choose the ones you want, and you get one ECTS credit from that. There can also be different kinds of events. For example, I will show you at the point we are going to have this kind of Entrepreneurship in Finland event, which might be of interest for you. That will be this month, 25th of April. So, for example, that event could be used in here, or some of the events that YES is providing. So you could sort of choose in which event you would like to participate, and then just write a learning diary of your experiences. But then they also have expert lectures, for example, in maybe LinkedIn, or that could be that if developing your CV or a CV workshop, or there could be what they have here. When I was there, then there was also Megatrends, Citra Megatrends, so how to use sort of these kinds of future, not that much sort of seeing how the future will come, but some kind of ideas on how you could see that what you maybe, what could be the sort of directions where you could look in your job when you are seeking about the sort of ideas for the future. And you need to select 7 course sessions in order to complete the course, and then do the final assignment in Moodle. And then this team and client course I mentioned about, so a real project for a real client in multidisciplinary teams. In this course, the students from University of Jyväskylä, all the faculties, and then Jämtkö University of Applied Sciences, and also for them, can participate. I'm taking this course with my colleague Anu Ojala, so you could contact any of us. But basically, we will open the application, I think, in October 25, and then the course will start on February 26. We are now just finishing our course. We have 2 projects now. One is for 1 startup in Startup Factory, and one is for Villarana. So, and then all the descriptions from these projects can be found also from our website. So if you are interested, you can see from there what kind of projects we have been doing for organizations during these years. And here we have collected some ideas of sort of what you can learn or what you can gain if you participate in this course. So, of course, developing your skills and competencies in a business project, gain professional work experience, boost your expertise. The one of the most important things that the students have said, in my opinion, during this course was when I was in first year here, one IT student was sort of in a team where there were no other IT students. So then he was like, I thought that I'm not good in this sort of IT things that I'm learning. So I have been all the time comparing myself to the others. But when I was in multidisciplinary teams, I found out that I'm actually really good in these things that I'm doing. So basically, when you are working with different people from different backgrounds, you will see that you really have developed your expertise. Sometimes when you study, it might feel that you are not developing anything you are doing your studies, but yes, you really are. But these are nice places to stop to see, like when you collaborate with the actual client or when you have maybe a work besides your university studies, then you actually see what you know, sort of, and how you can be of help for the others, which is a basis of maybe feeling meaning in your life and in your work. And then idea development and career development options. I mentioned already about this Dreams and Inspiration course, and then Keski-Suomen Yritysidea. So when you have a business idea, Keski-Suomen Yritysidea has these kind of ready-made info sessions, which you definitely should participate, because one of those is also the this kind of what is entrepreneurship in Finland kind of, and how you can actually found a business in Finland. So that gives a really good basic information of founding a business in Finland. And if you don't have that, you definitely should take the course or participate in that lecture that Oleksiy Kovalenko from Entrepreneurship Refugees is giving 25th of April in Startup Factory. But I will tell a bit more about that later. But in the Dreams and Inspiration course, as I mentioned, we are first going deeper in sort of your skills, and then we are thinking about how this kind of change of the world could be used as a means to develop your ideas on what you want to do in your future. Yes, we will have some inspirational guests during this course. So it consists of four different contacts. In first, we are basically explaining what is the course about, and then have some activities already. Course will be conducted so that you are divided in smaller teams. And then we have two longer days, which are like for 8 hours. The first part is for sort of this kind of introductory lecture and workshop, basically, where we are thinking about this first in Dreams and then the second way in Inspirations. And then we will have, depending on the amount of students we have in that course, we will have three or maybe four different guests, which you are going to interview. So the guests are not coming there to sort of tell about themselves, but you get to sort of think about what kind of questions you would like to ask to get the responses that you would like to know from working life and how to develop your career. But this is Dreams and Inspiration course, and this is conducted in English, and it's fully online, because we also give this for Fordham Alliance students to participate. And then the next stair, get inspired, learn to ideate and discuss your ideas with others. So this is already more if you have an entrepreneurship idea and what should you do with that one. So for that, we have coaching in Yritystehdas, Starter Factory, and then, of course, this Junior Achievement Company program I already mentioned you about. This is the Junior Achievement Company program, so fully online. You can start it whenever you want. You can go through as many sort of modules in there as you want. And when you finish, just let me know, and then I will give you the credits. Yeah, that basically is a program that goes through all the needed steps for founding a company. And they also have this platform in which you can open your own, this kind of NY company. So you are not functioning as an entrepreneur, but you are doing the business in their platform, so that there's no sort of consequences in social security wise for running the business. So that's a sort of low case entrepreneurs you could start from. And yes. And then the idea to business course, which is provided through a Startup Factory. It's a 10-week program from which you get 5 ECTS credits. It's organized 4 hours per week. And at the end, there will be a jury to listen to your pitches and give you some feedback. And basically after the course, your business might be so that you would already know like what kind of services or products you want to provide, how to decide what is the price of those, and maybe consider also what could be your customers. You will have all the calculations done. You, of course, need to do that, but you will have sort of needed and facilitated workshops to do that. And that's a really comprehensive course for your idea development. So if this junior achievement company program, this is really a light version. So if you already know a lot, so this could be enough for you. But if you would like to have more support, you would like to discuss with coaches, discuss with other students about your business, so then this definitely would be the right place to go. And then, of course, pitching coaching. You, of course, when you are from JSBE, you are doing this a lot, but all the faculties are not having this much pitching in during their studies as you are. But if that's interesting for you, we have in Startup Factory usually this kind of pitching coaching either once or twice a year. And then in JYU, we have research and innovation services who are offering this kind of pitching events or possibilities. And then I think that Movi is also nowadays providing something. And then when we have business competitions, for example, as Jess mentioned, they had the Discovery Tuesday. Thank you. They offer usually this kind of pitching coaching and then also the pitching session. And then the last point is communicating your own skills to employers, to other fields of science, and to develop research skills. So basically, when you are doing your master's thesis, you might feel already quite confident on how to communicate your topic to that audience in your own field. But when you are discussing your research with other fields, it's a bit different thing. For that purpose, in Fordham Alliance, we are offering this kind of researchers grant prix for PhD students and postdocs, in which we are offering them a final in November-ish, November, December maybe, in which we invite researchers from all the Fordham universities to pitch about their research in a really engaging way. So that should be, the pitch should be then created as a show-like thing in which you really think about your research and how you could tell about it in really engaging way, so that the persons who don't know about your research, don't know about your field of science, how they could understand and why your research is important and why they should care about that. So here are some examples from last year, how that had done, and we had two participants in that event, so you can also read what they thought about it. Yes? Yes, the application, I think that it will open, it should open soonish. This year we are going to have these researchers Grand Prix semifinals in during our business day, which will be 10th of October. So one possibility, of course, for the faculties is to organize this, like even the final for their own researchers, and decide even if they would like to send certain candidates to that semifinal. But this is really new because we already started last year. So this is the second year, but at least we are going to have that semi-final during the business day, but faculties can, of course, decide if they would have their own semifinals before that. Yeah. And for that purpose, we are also, because this also relates with the doctoral pilot. So we are considering with Tuula Oksanen and Jarno Mikkonen from basically from doctoral school, and then research and innovation services, like how could we provide maybe more pitching training for researchers? And of course, also for the students, because we have a lot of sort of possibilities from different faculties which could give these kinds of pitching training for work applications and pitching training for PhDs, pitching training for organizations. So, but let's see how this can be developed further so that we actually could provide those services. Yes. But did I answer your question? Yes. Thanks. And then, of course, when you already have a business idea, so or a real business, so what could then happen? Startup Factory has this product development funding. So this is offered when you don't have a business yet, but you would like to build a prototype or some kind that you could actually found the business. So you could get 500 to 1,000 euros for building this kind of a prototype. As prototype could be considered, for example, building a website, or I think that, did I have in here? Here are some examples. So it could be a research-based innovation for improving athletic performance, an algorithm containing novelty value, or creating a new digital platform. And basically, in order to get this kind of a funding, you would need to have a really good idea. And then you would need to understand on what you would need in order to sort of build the idea further. And then you would need to pitch it to jury. And then they would need to also consider that your idea is worthy for funding. So there's different kinds of steps in here. But if it really would be worthy for funding, you could also apply it a second time. So if you would find after using this money and reporting it, you still saw that you would need something small in order to take it further to real idea that you had, it would sort of become alive. So then you can apply it another time. But let's go a bit back in here. Yes. So that, and then we have business coaching, which is for you if you already have a business. So when you have the knowledge which you have gained from idea to business course and you have a business, so then you can apply to business coaching. And in business coaching, you will have one coach for you for 12 months. Was this for until 45? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yes. Just wanted to realize that I'm not taking anybody's time for nothing. But good, yes, so for 1 year, you will have one coach for your own business and they will help you to grow. So basically, we have this board of me and then Daria Hakola from JSPE or Mari Suoranta. And then YAMK teachers also, and then some Startup Factory coaches, which you need to pitch to. So you need to have a business, you need to have a pitch of your business, and you need to tell about it so that we understand why you actually need the coaching and how your business would develop during the coaching. And if we think that your idea is worthy for this coaching, then we will assign a coach to you and your business. So then they will help you during 1 year, and you will get 8 ECTS credits from that coaching. And then if you would already have a startup, we have Unifund Investment Company. So then they are really investing in really promising startups. So then the investment start from 100,000 euros. So then you would really need to have a promising startup, which they can see the possibilities for growth and sort of getting something back in return so that they can actually invest to other startups, because that's the idea of the whole investment company. But here is, these ideas of the business coaching, but this I already mentioned to you. And there is the mention that only 20 students per year are accepted in this program, but this year it's actually 30. So we have gained more applications, and we sort of have pressure to engage in the sort of helping the businesses of more students. And then was the product development funding. So this is already passed, but the next one will open probably in August, I think. So just keep seeing we are sending this information in the newsletters and also putting it to screen. So whenever it's open, so then check it if that's interesting for you. And then in Startup Factory, they are also organizing this funding coaching. So if you have a business and you think that how to sort of apply funding, they have this funding coaching. And in this coaching, you will sort of understand what the investors are looking for, what criteria do financiers have, what do startup pitch about, and what do investors ask from the startups. And what documents, of course, you need to secure funding. But this is organized in Yritystehdas Startup Factory. And also, I think this has been going online. So you could take it from wherever you are. Then there's another funding coming. So if there would be a place, I would say in your case, we would be talking about the stairs one and two. They are talking about this technology readiness level. So basically, if you would have a thesis and it would be, it would have these kinds of commercializable research results. So then we will going to soon open this kind of POC funding. So proof of concept funding to our university, which helps the research results, which could be commercialized to be developed into, for example, our to be projects which are funded by Business Finland. So this is also something that we are soon going to give more information about. We are also going to open this funding for sort of developing research collaboration, like for bigger research projects, which is also research-based. But more information is coming soon. Not yet, but that picture was just to show that there are different gaps in these fields where you want to develop your research into business, and we are how we are trying to tackle that in our university. And this we already went through. And then the Unifund, which invests in university-based companies. We also developed in our United project in this kind of annual wheel of entrepreneurship and innovation, in which we are trying to collect all the courses and all the events which we are sort of offering throughout the year, so that it would be easier for the students and the researchers and faculty members to sort of decide which kind of events they should participate and when. If we have time, I will show you, but basically the links are there, so you can just find it in there. It's in Finnish pages at now, but it all there's also this possibility to filter only in English events and courses, so it's easier for you. And one example is the Startup Factory Morning Coffee. So if you would feel you would like to network once a month, with the coaches of Startup Factory, we are also, I'm usually there, or my young colleagues, or then the startups which are in Startup Factory, or there are also usually at least some students from YAMK or from the courses that I teach, because I'm telling about this in there also. So if you would like to network with different kinds of people, so you are welcome in there. You can find the sort of exact dates from Yritystehdas web pages, but usually it's the last Friday of the month from 9 to 10. You will get coffee and cake when you come there. And then the product development funding was the one other example I put in here, because that's all also like four times a year, usually three or four times a year. And then there's this kinds of innovation support model. We wanted to build this model because sometimes researchers only want to do research, which is understandable. But then if they really have commercializable research results, it would be, it could also be useful to do something for that. But if the researcher doesn't want to have a business, we also have several different kinds of opportunities for that. So they not only would need to have a business, but they could sell the idea to industry, to companies, to sell the whole, sort of build the company, of course, in collaboration with other actors, and then just sell it. And of course, they could maybe find these kind of venture capitals, which would like to actually invest in their idea and help them to develop it as a startup or as something that you could be selling later. And then if you find any interesting event or a course that's not sort of involved in your university studies, you can take these. Basically for you, it would be mainly this JSBA 2010 Entrepreneurship in Action course. For example, if you participate in YES event, you could, from, for example, one event, you could do this course and tell how it helped you to sort of build your entrepreneurship skills, or how did it help you to develop your working life skills or something. Reflect with scientific references and then return that file, and then you will get the ECTS credits. And then opportunities from projects. So for them, Alliance, an alliance of 9 universities, which gives you mobility opportunities, possibilities to study in virtual platform. You could apply for an internship in other Fordham Alliance partner university area. You could learn in project work or get your own project idea to Fordham and find some collaborators from different Fordham Alliances to that project. And of course, develop your working life skills. And then we have these Kohtautus projects I already mentioned. So the one aim of them is to help the organizations to understand how to sort of employ internationals, but they also organize these events in which they are taking international students to the facilities of the organization to sort of discuss with them and think about how to collaborate and maybe to find a job in there. So you would maybe like to check this. So it's done in collaboration with YAMK, University of Applied Sciences and University of Jyväskylä, and of course, City of Jyväskylä. And how many have you seen these ads of Fordham Startup Day? Some. So that's organized twice a year. And I think that we, the next one, this was now in March, but the next one will be in October-ish. And we have considered that the topic could be sports technologies, but let's see how it goes. We will tell you a bit more about that later. And then this Welcome to Entrepreneurship in Finland event invitation. So if you have time and if you are interested in, so this could be something maybe you would be interested in. So before this is also the morning coffee in Startup Factory. So if you have time on April 25th from 9 until 1, so you could spend that time also in Startup Factory. And you are warmly welcome to participate in the event. But yeah, we support developing responsible expertise and your working life and entrepreneurship skills. And here is the sort of our team and then also the research and innovation services contacts. And thank you. Yes, alumni rights yield until the like almost 2 years or even more after you finish your studies here. You can do, at least in the entrepreneurship related studies, you can do, we have decided that, but all the Edu Jyväskylä courses, I am not sure, so you need to check that. Team and client you can do, yes, yes.
US club, many things are very
do for me at least, and I hope same will be for many other people who are participating here, and many of them are participating online. They will be watching the lecture and writing the reflection on it. And thanks a lot, Rhea, for your time again. Really appreciate it and greatly enjoyed the presentation.
Great. Thank you.